Track 10.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. I've got a problem which I'm hoping you can advise me about. I live in Mount Pleasant Street in one of the detached Victorian houses near the top of the hill.
Oh, yes.
It's got a large garden, and at the bottom of the garden there's a shed. It's a large shed. We didn't build it. It was there when we bought the house. Anyway, our son is now 20 and still lives at home. He's got his own bedroom, but he would like a little more freedom. To be honest, so would we, but we don't want him to live too far away.
I see.
That's why, for the last 6 months, we've been redesigning the shed. We haven't changed the outside at all, but we've made two rooms inside, a bed-sitting room and a bathroom. We've had an electrician in to completely rewire the shed and a plumber for the bathroom. There isn't a kitchen, partly because of the fire risk, and, well, I don't think our son would use a kitchen. It's cost us about £5,000. Apart from needing furniture, it's all ready for my son to move in. We've made sure that it doesn't affect the neighbours at all. It has even been completely soundproofed so John, my son, can play music without worrying about disturbing anyone.
Go on.
Well, I've received a letter from the local council. I don't know how they heard about the shed. Probably a neighbour with nothing better to do than poke their nose into other people's business. The council have told us to halt all work on the shed until I have applied for planning permission and had it approved.
I understand.
Can they really stop me? I know about planning permission. We had to get permission for a balcony. I understood that. I had no complaints about that. But this shed is different, isn't it?
Well, planning law does state that you need permission to build a new structure, to add an element to an existing structure, like your balcony, or to change the use of land or buildings. It's this last point that concerns you. This law was really introduced to stop farmers from converting barns and other buildings into houses, but it does also cover your shed.
What if I refuse? What if I continue the work or let my son live there now?
Then the council can force you to either return the shed to its original state or, more likely, ask you to pull it down completely. If you still refuse, then you may be faced with court action and a heavy fine.
But that's so unfair. All that work. Is there nothing you can do?
I'm sorry, but that's the law, Mr. Donaldson. The only advice I can give is to apply for planning permission and keep your fingers crossed.